So memory school sticks out in your mind. Was an assignment different from what you find? The majority of work you do at school. Was it a project performance that you found cool? Fisher and Frey call it doing with understanding. But sometimes you'll unfortunately see that doing is all that happens. Not knowing the content, just left with something pretty. Most of all, teachers hope to test the student, not the parents know the best. When making a project, you better use appropriate goals and scaffolds. Feedback if you choose. Goals understanding, be able to explain concepts like cell functions, not simple yes or no's with an absent brain. Provide some problem-based learning experience before students start a major project. Bind them on the parts. If this was scaffold, understanding as you can address misunderstanding before there's a mess. Formative assessment lights the way, as students are accountable, not left out of the fray. Meet with students to discuss drafts and rubrics. Make sure there's nothing in the project to fix. Involve your feedback along with your own, but no artificial schedule. Our students are sure to grow. Too much feedback is also too much. Patient reactions for what's confusing and such. Problem-based learning by design is authentic to the situation, tough to align with young students' curriculum. So what might be best? It's project-based learning to put them to the test. Timelines and intermediate goals, helpful for the less persistent and perfectionist souls. Performance learning isn't always as tricky as PBL, simpler, not as picky. Performance is the heart of differentiated learning. Gives creative learners inspiration they've been yearning. Readers' theater, read from a script. Watch your tone and expression, those can't be skipped. Prove students' comprehension, knowledge, and reading. Or check for understanding, script reviews, what they need. While the media's great, help students at risk. Presentations helps begin and listening while keeping the time brisk. Rubrics, when consistent, keep expectations clear. Students know what to do without fear. Portfolios with artifacts of all different types. Teach students the differences and what each one hypes. Reflective pieces can be included in portfolios. Students can transfer their learning like a superhero. Visual displays of all different fashions. Graphic organizers across all disciplines and passions. Effective with exceptional and gifted alike. Check for understanding or go take a hike. Digital organizers show big gains with those that have trouble reading with no refrains. Foldables and dioramas great for those who need some hands-on instruction. Your expectations they may exceed. Visual storytelling, unique as can be. Needs again a check of understanding, trust me. Public performances, memorable and show understanding. ESL students can really create something outstanding. Projects and performances underused but to date. No other learning lets students create original works. Transferred learning opportunities await. Some need prep, which might leave students irate. Others fit easily with your lessons and pull their weight. school sticks out in your mind. Was an assignment different from what you find? The majority of work you do at school, is it a project or performance you found?